Right now, Japan is hosting the World Cup of Rugby. In some ways, it's a small-scale test run for this summer when Tokyo hosts the Olympics and the Paralympics. It's also part of a push by Japan's central government to develop tourism, which has already grown more than expected over the last few years. The government has set a goal of 40 million visitors by 2020, up from a little more than 31 million last year. A few months ago, I traveled to Tokyo on a fellowship from the Foreign Press Center of Japan to take a closer look at how those plans are being managed. I went to the district where most government ministries are clustered, Kasumigaseki, and to the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, Transport, and Tourism, home to the government's Japan Tourism Agency. I spoke with Yashiro Taguchi, whose title is Director for Visitor Experience Improvement. While we talked about preparations for visitors during the Olympics, we also talked about the caution some have about a relatively quick rise in the number of international visitors. He told me the central government recently sent out a survey to more than 200 municipalities around the country about the growth of tourism.
Most of them have some concerns, some level of concerns on the congestion issue. That's not caused only by the foreign tourists, but the Kyoto or Kamakura has been already congested by Japanese tourists. But on top of that, the increasing foreign tourists has been putting pressure on the tourist destinations. And also, because of these smartphones or social network, people suddenly come to some undiscovered areas, like the streets behind my house, and the sacred or holy spots of some cartoons. For example, some railroad crossing in Kamakura is now flooded by the foreign tourists. And that's in the middle of the residential area. It's quite a beautiful scenery with the train with the white ocean on the back. But the thousands of tourists come to this area and are taking photos of trains and causing some noises or the garbage issues. That people are really upset. So it's not still a really critical level, but it's happening gradually.
Mm. Are you concerned about supply of hotel rooms?
During the Olympic Games? We do have actually some concerns. According to a really quick survey to the hotel owners and the management, they say the rooms are quite packed already.
Those hotel rooms may be quite packed already, but a new option has been added for visitors to Japan in recent years, vacation rentals. They're known as minipaku, and they're tightly regulated. Each area can set its own rules, in some locations even down to when visitors need to be in for the night and need to be quiet. That concept of how one's actions can affect others is a big part of Japanese society. And it's one where some foreigners can use some reminders or perhaps a little education. Here's Yoshiro Taguchi again from the Japan Tourism Agency about what he calls smart behavior for visitors.
Many municipalities already has made some the brochures or leaflet or even videos to let people know what is smart and what is smart behavior. So that kind of the awareness campaign may work. So even as in the government, we really want to try what is the best way to educate the kind of smart behaviors during the stay.
Tourism is so important to Hawaii. There's a big debate in terms of numbers and targets and focus, not just on
quantity.
Exactly. And for you now, not just the raw numbers.
We have more the goals, like the consumption level. It's easy to increase the number by writing more from the nearby countries. But generally speaking, nearby country, the tourists from nearby countries stay shorter and spend less. We need to balance both the quantity and quality. Inequality means not just the manner or the kind of cultural things, but also we want them to spend more for the quality products. Mm. Another goal is we want to diversify the portfolios, so the source markets. So we want to have more tourists from the United States and the European countries or Australia, because they tend to spend more, and spend means stay more, stay longer, and spend more.
As we got to the end of our conversation at the Japan Tourism Agency, I came back to a question that I really had to ask, especially as someone coming to Tokyo from Hawaii.
Do you worry at all about too many tourists?
Actually, I shouldn't say not at all. But it's everybody in this organization believes it's manageable if we execute the proper policies. It's not easy thing, but it's doable and manageable, I believe. We have plenty of destinations beyond Tokyo and Kyoto. If all the passengers should be maybe welcomed by Tokyo City and Kyoto City only, that might be quite hard. But Tokyo still has the capacity of accommodation will be increased more and more. So we are not worried about the Tokyo's capacity. But still, some areas like Kamakura or Kyoto, those are traditional towns, may have some the capacity issue. They try to diversify the visit by time and season and destinations inside the Kyoto. So that's also awareness campaign by informing the this place by certain time and season will be really congested. So it might be better to visit this temple in the early morning and in the spring season, for example. Yeah, we of course welcome many visitors from the Hawaii and the United States, and we have more and more the flights to yes. Hawaii, and A380 will be introduced. And so not just the Japanese tourists going to Hawaii, but we want to welcome more Hawaiian tourists to Japan. And also we really want to learn more from the Hawaii in terms of that sustainable tourism. We understand that there are lots of good examples in the Hawaii.
That was Yoshiro Taguchi, the Director for Visitor Experience Improvement at the Japan Tourism Agency in Tokyo. In coming weeks, we'll return to some other perspectives from Japan about the growth of tourism, preparations for visitors coming to next year's Olympics, and how politics can affect tourism numbers, including a steep fall in visitors to Japan from South Korea.